You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In 2023, New Zealand enacted a world-first ban on live animal exports by sea. Part of the National and Act Coalition Agreement included plans to reverse the ban. However, last week the government announced it would not go ahead with repealing the ban, with Associate Minister of Agriculture Andrew Hoggard saying that a consensus within Cabinet could not be achieved before this year's general election. I spoke to Deborah Ashton, Chief Executive of Safe for Animals, about the impact of the government's decision and the future for live exports and animal welfare. First off, for those who might not be aware, could you describe what live animal exports are? What is the scope of these operations and what is involved?
What is involved with live exports by sea is that animals from New Zealand have been loaded on board ships for long journeys. More recently, these journeys were to China, and they were sending animals to China for breeding purposes so that China could basically set up their own dairy herd.
What is the global impact and the local one when New Zealand was still participating in the trade?
The purposes of this trade was to bring income into New Zealand, but our position is that animal welfare needs to be a priority, and that exposing animals to conditions on board live export ships is no way to increase our GDP.
What is the impact of these live exports on the animals involved?
Well, they're typically extremely cruel for animals. Conditions on board live export ships have failed to meet New Zealanders' expectations when it comes to standards of animal welfare. So while most of the animals will survive long journeys at sea, it's not really a true measure of animal welfare because long distance travel can be incredibly stressful for animals in an unfamiliar environment, where they're exposed to unfamiliar sounds and they may have to endure rough seas. One of the worst things that we have seen is animals being completely covered in their own waste due to the fact that they are forced to live and sleep in that single environment. Also, the conditions typically lacked ventilation, which made the environment even worse for animals as the ships headed into warmer weather. And the risks associated with live export did increase due to rough weather and breakdowns at sea. We have also seen and are still seeing ships unable to reach their destination due to factors like disease outbreaks or even war. And this can leave animals stranded on board ships with little food or fresh water for days, sometimes weeks and even months at sea. So the risk is incredibly high when it comes to the welfare of the animals.
There was a petition signed by 57,000 people back in 2024 protesting the government's desire to reintroduce live animal exports. What is the power of public opinion and activists and lobby groups in changing the legal framework?
I think the public opposition to this particular trade was certainly highlighted after, well, in the lead up to the initial ban, and then when the members of the National Party and the ACT Party started talking about overturning the ban. So certainly I think public opposition was instrumental in ensuring that the government would not overturn the ban. And last week, you know, we heard the Minister for Trade and Agriculture, Todd McClay, say that National would no longer support the trade because it could not guarantee the animal welfare standards that New Zealanders would expect. So I think the voices of New Zealanders were heard loud and clear. The evidence of animal cruelty by veterinarians and animal welfare experts was very clear that gold standards could not be achieved on board these ships, and that the government heard those voices, and well, essentially the National Party heard those voices and made that decision to no longer support overturning the ban.
Could there be moves in the future to reinstate live export?
I think reinstating it is unlikely given that, you know, two major parties, Labor and National, do not support a return to the trade. The government has, you know, previously signalled its intention to revive this trade under what they called a gold standard for animal welfare. But it has been very, very clear all along that this was impossible to achieve. So conditions on board for the animals and the risks of the trade itself means that no amount of regulation can remove the suffering that animals could endure or guarantee their welfare once they arrive at the destination. I think it's pretty clear that, you know, New Zealand has led the call to ban live export, and we were heralded around the world where people looked to New Zealand as leaders in this movement, and other countries are also now considering, you know, their approach to live export by sea as well.
Moving on from sort of the international aspect, Australia, which is one of the world's biggest exporters of live animals, announced their intention to ban live exports of sheep by sea by 2028. Is there a general consensus building as to the acceptability of live exports internationally?
I think it is, and we do know that there is an international movement of, you know, members of the public, animal welfare experts, veterinarians, who are all looking at the animal welfare risk. And, you know, I think there's becoming less of a social license that would support live exports. So I think there's certainly a big shift around public opinion, and I think we will start to see other countries slowly but surely move to ban live export by sea as well.
That was Deborah Ashton, Chief Executive of SAFE, speaking about the government's decision not to overturn the ban on live animal exports.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.